views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, welcome back to another segment of this beautiful show,
Angels and Answers.
Absolutely, with Artie Hoffman.
With Artie Hoffman.
Artie Hoffman and High Eagle. My lips are not working today, and my tongue went out for lunch.
The tongue is tied, but who cares?
Yes. So alrighty. We have a person called Stacy from New Jersey, and we're going to get to her right away. Because she's from New Jersey now.
I'm picking up Phillipsburg or something. Yeah, something like
that. Okay.
Hey, Stacy.
Hello.
How you doing, love?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing
a little birdie
good.
Told
no,
me to
I
call
know
in.
A whole bunch of Stacys.
So do I.
And you're the tallest of them all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hi, Stacy. How are you, sweetheart?
Good, Sky. How are you?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to allow Sky to speak with you because I know too much about you. And so okay. I don't want to put in my two cents. So she'll be able to tell you a little bit about what's going on or give you some of her wonderful advice.
You know, right away when I saw your name, I saw problems at work. Now I'm feeling as though you're in like a tither about something at work and you're not getting what you need from other sources.
That's like her whole job.
What?
Her whole job's like that.
Oh, really?
I was gonna say, yeah, every day.
Oh, my God. And I feel like you're very frustrated and you're very, like your head's going to pop off.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Again, every day.
Yeah.
Right. For a lot of reasons, actually.
Okay, okay. Is there something that you wanted to particularly hone in on?
Not necessarily. Just kind of whatever you can pick up on. Of course, there's always someone I want to hear from. But
yeah, I know that. But I know that I'm feeling an energy around you. But I'm not going to get into that energy because it would be too private and too painful for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Oh, not that it's not that it's bad
oh,
news.
Oh, no.
It's just it's too emotional to put on the air.
I don't want to share Got that it. Type of a situation with the public.
Okay.
So if you want to call me later on, we can talk about them. Or, I mean, we could talk about what you want to hear because I know that that person is around you all the time. It's just that I don't want to talk about that over the air, if you understand.
Okay.
You know what I'm getting is, Stace, is that you're going to need to start taking some bold risk moves for you to achieve your goals. And I see you having to kind of go against protocol a little bit and go more by your gut. And I know you're usually a gut type of person, but I feel like you're going to have to make quicker, more sharper decisions. And just know that, you know, your decisions are going to be the correct ones. But if you think too much, you overanalyze too much, then you're going to screw yourself. But just go by as if, you know, you're the one who's 100% in charge and that you have to take some risks. I mean, I know you're in charge, but I mean, you understand what I'm talking about, right?
I do. I do know what you mean exactly.
Because it's like you almost have to, like, I'm sorry, Sky. It's almost like you have to make some moves that it might not go according to all the rules, but sometimes we have to do the wrong things for the right reasons, but it's to get the job done. And you're just going to have to follow your gut and push ahead, because otherwise there's too many people out there that's blocking you from doing what you need to do. And you can't share all your information, unfortunately, otherwise you're going to keep on getting blocked. And you always try to do the right thing. But unfortunately, in the position that you're in, you don't have that luxury. So it's like you just have to do what you need to do just to get the job done, because you're set up to lose if you play by the rules all the time.
And am I meant to stay here?
I'm feeling as though there's somebody that you need to speak to, but every time you get close to talking to that person about what you need to do your job, you freeze up, or you don't bring out your true emotions to that person, because I don't want to say you're intimidated, but you're kind of intimidated, not by the person, but by maybe the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I think so. I don't know if I completely feel that way, but I can see where you're going with it.
In other words, what I'm trying to say is that there are times when that you can approach this person, but you feel mm-hmm. they're inapproachable and that it's not going to make a bag of beans difference. So you don't do
right.
it.
Right.
But
I think
does that make more sense? Am I making it clearer?
It does.
Okay. I need you to approach that person.
Okay.
Because that's the only way things are going to change for you. Don't be intimidated.
Okay,
don't be worried that they're going to say, don't feel in your own mind. Don't give yourself the answer before you ask the question. Ask the question and wait for their response. Don't feel like it's hopeless.
Just wear your bulletproof vest before you ask.
Right. Do you see me? Am I meant to stay where I am? Or do you see me moving on from this?
I see you moving on. I really do, because I don't think you can take much more of the way things are going. I do see you moving on. I really do. You're going to throw your hands up in the air. Like, your hands are not at your sides anymore. They're by your waist, and they're going up mm-hmm. soon. And I believe that you don't want to leave where you're at, but you just feel that, why bother? I'm not getting what I need. I'm not getting what I want. Nobody's listening to me. I'm not making a difference. And I feel like you will change your job.
Stace, you want to know something? I got to tell you something from a personal note. Every single time I get a message from a personal someone, when I send you a text mm-hmm. like out of the blue, I yeah. personally get excited for your behalf to be able to give you a message.
That's awesome. And I'm love when I get them, because
I know. And it comes very, it does. And as you know, it comes very spontaneously. And mm-hmm. when I could tell you things that you could relate to, and you confirm the action or what's what, it makes me laugh, because I know this certain person who's very close to you is laughing, and he sends me such clear messages in my mind, and I get all excited. I said, oh, wow, I can't wait to let her know, because I know that it makes your day, or it helps heal you a little bit, at least in the moment. So as much as it pleasures you, it's also a personal pleasure for me to be able to do this for you when it happens spontaneously.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
Is there anything that you really want to know?
I don't think so.
We just gave her a lot.
Oh.
We gave her a lot.
I never know when it's
yeah,
that.
I think you,
no,
you gave me
I
a
know
lot
this
to think
girl.
About, and now I don't know what to ask.
Stace, it was a pleasure speaking with
it
you,
was,
sweetheart.
Good luck in all of your endeavors and whatever you do.
May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you. May the Hoffman be with
That's
you.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. What a lovely energy.
Yeah, she really is.
Lovely
she's up. She's up against a lot. She is. I mean, it's
yeah,
like.
I felt that.
I mean, she has like a tidal wave
I
of issues.
I started to perspire.
Really?
Yes, I did. I felt like I was starting to perspire for this girl.
Oh, I thought
like,
it was the chicken soup.
No. Very funny. I felt like she's so encumbered by grief, and so encumbered by by being like a bird in a gilded cage.
Oh, it's
not
nonstop.
Being able to do, like, you know what? She can go right up to the cage door and she could open the door, but she can't put her foot out.
Right. What she needs to do is just to give herself more personal pleasures in her life.
Yes.
Where she's not around her kids or around anybody, and just be able to, you know, whether it be a massage or whether it be just a half a day, just to, you know,
pamper yourself.
Yeah. Go to the movies. She just needs her own personal time, because it's during those times where she'll be able to, like, rejuvenate at least a little bit.
And open up.
Yeah.
So she also can personally get messages from where she needs to get them. And she knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But again, she just needs to, like, put herself in that place of find that joy and happiness within herself, because it is, even though she's overwhelmed by all her responsibilities in life and dealing with the grief, there is definitely plenty of happiness for her to experience in this lifetime, even under her circumstances.
Oh, absolutely. So, and life is not over.
Yeah, she needs to give this to herself more. So, but no, it's tough. It's really tough. We all have our challenges in life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you know, when somebody wants to vent to you, all right, and they're talking of their problems or their situations, don't feel like you have to try to answer their give them answers to all their questions or to their problems. Sometimes somebody just needs to vent and just where they feel safe and not feeling like you have to come up with the answer. They just want to vent. They just want to, you know, talk. They would just want somebody who cares or could just show them compassion, but without, you know, blubbering over them and without feeling like you have to solve their life problems. They just want to vent, you know, and
venting, it does release a lot of stress.
Yeah. And, you know, and it gives them a good, you know, sense of relief when they could trust you and you're not going to judge them. And just, you know, where they feel safe to be able to clearly open up. And just by you being a good listener without having to speak much, that is a tremendous blessing, more than you realize.
True.
So.
And, you know, sometimes when you do vent and you listen to your own venting, you can actually come up with your own answers.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
right. Yes, it's very good, because when people talk things through in their own mind or they're verbalizing it, all of a sudden the answers will come to them.
Exactly.
Is that a Jewish word, vent? I want a vent.
I want a vent, though.
Hey, listen, I want a ving right now. You need to get me a ving in a new house. All right, everyone.
Hey, Gavult.
Oh, Gavult. I want the chicken soup now, I tell you.
My God, I've got to listen to this.
Listen. After she's finished kvetching over here, we're going to go to a commercial break.
Aye.
So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. We are readers beyond readers. Readers come to see us. That's how good we are.
That is absolutely true.
Therapists come to – I am the psychic therapist.
I have a lot of doctors that come to see me, honestly.
Yeah,
I do. I have a lot of doctors. I have a lot of psychiatrists. Mm-hmm. And you would think that they're very analytic people and that they don't believe that much in spirituality, and that is so not true.
Yeah, well, there's some who are like that, and then there are others who are, you know, more open and stuff like that. And it's a pleasure to see somebody, you know, of that profession being able to, you know, express or share their sensitive side and stuff like that. That's, you know, it is very refreshing to see that side of somebody because they're always put under a lot of pressure with the public because they're expected to be perfect all the time.
Well, yeah.
And even though that, you know, they do get paid, you know, the bucks. And
Have their life in your life in their hands. They have to be right on.
Yeah.
They have to be dead bulls on.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this is one profession where you don't want to hear somebody say whoops.
Yep. That's exactly right.
One profession that they're not allowed to say whoops.
Right. Exactly.
And you want to know something? Unfortunately, they are human.
And there's plenty of whoopses, trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, the people who assist them are actually more knowledgeable than they are, you know, whether it be like the pharmaceutical reps have to know their stuff about all the medicines and what they do.
Like Richie.
And, you know, Richie, your husband, he has to know, you know, the stuff that you're selling to the doctors and that the doctors are taking your word that whatever it is you're saying is right for the patient. And, you know, these doctors are put under a lot of pressure because it's a numbers game.
Right.
And it's not just their fault. It's the insurance company's fault because they have to produce a certain amount of patients to make it worth their while, to be on a certain plan, blah, yada, yada, yada. And it stinks for everybody. And nobody likes to feel like a number when you're in an office.
I know. You know what
it's the worst feeling in the world.
It took me a long time to get used to when I went to my doctor's office to pay first and then get seen. I don't know why that bothered me. And then I was thinking about it. You know when you pay first and then you get seen by the doctor?
Are you talking about copay?
No.
How can you pay? Because you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, listen, my doctor, when you go to see my doctor, you pay first and then You pay for the office visit, and then you go to see the doctor.
Does that come with the super salad?
No, they came with a lot of grief for me. So I couldn't understand, you know, I couldn't wrap my head around that. I mean, why would you, I mean, are you only care about the money? Aren't you caring about me?
No, well, I guess, you know, with a lot of people, because doctors, a lot of doctors, I mean, put it this way, you know something, everyone gets the short end of the stick somehow, some way, because a lot of times doctors will get stiff. Whether it be through the insurance company or whether it be through the patient, or they're not covered or whatever, right. And they're doing their services for free. And doctors have to pay like a couple hundred thousand dollars a year.
Oh, I know that.
For insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, you know, so between, you know, all the expenses of their high maintenance and with their nurses and paying all the salaries and the taxes, I mean, there's a huge amount of you know, responsibility, liability of attack, you know, and God forbid if they make a mistake and then they're going to get sued and then all this other ring the bell.
I get it. It's just, you know what? I look at my doctors as being very personal. They know everything about me. They've seen every part of my body. To me, they're personal. It's personal.
Well, you don't get more personal than that.
Yeah. I know. It's not business. To me, it's personal.
Well, for you, of course, it's your body. But when you're seeing one after another, after another, after another, after another, I'm telling you, they're human and it takes a toll
on somebody.
And don't get me wrong. I just want everyone to know, I am not a doctor. I do not come from a family of doctors. And for whatever reason, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people on the other end, you know, also being one, my wife, who has, you know, who has to go see the doctors more than she would like. Mm-hmm. And so it is. It's very frustrating when they can't figure out what's going on inside
you. That is frustrating.
But for a doctor and stuff like that, you know, you're dealing with different personalities all the time.
Yeah.
And some people could be very demanding. But the one thing that's my biggest pet peeve with the doctor's office is that when you have a 2 o'clock appointment and they don't see you till like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And it's like, oh my God.
I know.
It's so annoying. That's why they call us patients, because you need a lot of patience. I wonder who thought of the word patience. We went through that before.
Yeah, really. I feel as though they, I've since then changed my doctor. Now my doctor,
because you lost your patience.
Yeah, I not only lost my patience, I lost my confidence in knowing he'd rather have my money than do a good job, you know. So I wasn't going to take a chance with that. But my doctor now, I mean, first of all, I would never walk out of an office without paying the man. He did his service, he did his job. I love him to death, and I feel like he deserves every penny.
Yes,
you know what I mean. And I would never walk out without doing that, without paying. But, I mean, you know, you should have some integrity. And the people that come to him, he should realize, you know, just by knowing them and knowing them physically and speaking to them, that they do have some type of an integrity level. And if he feels so uncomfortable.
Most of them, not all of them.
Well, if he feels that uncomfortable, then he should just patient and whatever they call it.
You want to know something? But a lot of people, unfortunately, though, a lot of people, they're caught up by all their responsibilities, financial responsibilities. And it's not just doctors. It could be the lawyer. It could be the mechanic. You know, mechanics.
Let's not get on lawyers, because I am not fond of lawyers.
Yeah, I know. They're not all bad. I do know a couple of lawyers who are really, really nice. A couple of them.
I'm sure you do.
You know, a couple. Literally, I could count them on my one hand. But you know, but, you know, hey, listen, you're dealing – what gets me – wait, I'm shifting gears a little bit. What gets me is that when you're looking at a contract, no matter what it is, it has a language of its own that it doesn't allow the public to really understand.
Mumbo jumbo.
You know, and then what happens – there was a time where I went into court and I have to go for a parking ticket tomorrow going to court, which I'm fighting against because I was wrongly accused. But, you know, when you talk to the prosecutor one time was talking to me about a situation. I don't even remember in detail what it was, but he was talking about a situation and he's talking to me like, oh, everybody knows this. It's like I'm the one who's stupid. And I said and I turned everything around. And there was another person in the office with him. I said, you know what? With everything that you just said to me, I said, you're talking to me like it's common sense. I said, to you and all the other lawyers and all these political people, to you it's common sense. But to your common person, they don't know jack crap about right. what the hell you're talking about or all these bylaws and everything. I said, this is your living. So to you, it's common sense. I said, so if I talk to you about my other business with window cleaning or something, and I'm talking to you about, you know, to the other people who do cleaning on a regular basis, I said, to us, it's common sense. To you, you would be like lost.
Right.
And also, you know,
right.
So I said to him, so I'd appreciate, you know, if you just explain to me in layman terms or don't make me feel like I'm a duh because I know I'm not.
Right.
I said, I just don't understand your language.
Exactly.
And then he was able to be nice enough and he changed and he ended up helping me out.
Right.
But no, that just
That's
irritates
another thing
me.
That irritates me too. They look down upon you like you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. Yes. Like, oh, like everybody else knows.
Yeah, right. What they know, everybody else should know. Well, if we knew that, we wouldn't need you.
That's right.
How do you do?
Listen, just because I'm a psychic. But I don't even go there with them.
And
with
I'll
that.
Tell you what, oh, I'm not going to mention my lawyer's name, but he doesn't believe in a thing that I do.
But yet he's always calling up to right. find out things. Not that I believe, but that's
funny. I just
funny.
Wanted a little information.
Yeah, that makes me laugh.
It. I know.
Do you know in yes. the recent, there are so many skeptics who have come up to me and it that's one of my biggest highs is to take somebody who's a skeptic and just to change their whole process.
Yeah, like,
because you screw with their mind. They believed in this crap their whole life, this religious thing or whatever, or, oh, it's bull crap, or, oh, especially when they say, oh, you looked up the information.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
exactly
that's really good.
Do. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was, so this guy who I was reading for, I told you right near your home. And, you know, and after I gave him some information, he goes, what'd you do? Look up my information? I said, you know too much. He goes, you know too much. I go, I don't even know your last name. He goes, you're right. He goes, I never did give you my last name because he didn't want to give me like
anything.
Next to nothing,
right.
Which is fine, but it just made me laugh. Sky, if somebody wants a personal reading from you, what number?
Okay, if you want a personal reading from me, my number is 908-500-1474. Artie?
And if you wish to get a reading from myself, just go to 877-ANGEL-02, and please check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com. You'll check out all the events, look at my YouTube, my Facebook, got a whole bunch of inspirational stuff. And I get inspired by the angels just like Sky does. So yeah. Stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers with our handsome Artie Hoffman.
The look for radio.
He's got a perfect look for radio.
You're too much.
And the beautiful Sky Siegel. She also has a perfect
That's
look
right.
for
Put
radio.
Put some feathers in your cap too,
That's
baby.
That's right, honey. And let them hang. Well, listen, let me get this out in the open. If you want to talk to Artie and I need you to call this number. It's 800-930-2819, folks.
And it doesn't even have to be a reading. If you ever wanted to talk about a topic or to give us a topic of what you want us to talk about.
Yeah, or topics in the past.
You want to know something? I'm going to hit on a very sensitive topic right now.
I figured you would.
Yeah, seriously. I'm going to hit on a very sensitive topic, and it's about – and I am going to give my strong opinion, my thoughts on this, because I really believe in this. Now, there's abortion and there's pro-choice.
Yes.
I'm one who 100% believes in pro-choice, okay? And because I believe that there are circumstances to every circumstance. And unfortunately, now, one thing that where I am against abortion under one circumstance only, and there's a couple. Number one, if the child is sickly, and you know that going into it, you know. And if somebody uses abortion as a form of birth control.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, because there are people, unfortunately, who allow themselves just to have sex and then they abort. And that's terrible. I think that's very terrible karma to constantly do that. But when somebody is under very tight personal circumstances in their life, who is to judge that person?
Right.
Whether it be emotional, whether it be financial, or they can't take care of it, and say, "Well, give it up for adoption." But it's hard because here you give this child life, and now you have to give up this child.
Right.
That is got to be hard.
That's so hard.
That is really, really rough.
Oh, so, absolutely. But wait a minute.
If there's a rapist, you know, what happens if somebody gets raped by somebody and they get pregnant?
No,
you know, again, I can't imagine carrying.
Right.
For a woman to carry, you know, a child and to have a child when it's connected to such a negative experience.
A heinous experience. Absolutely.
You know, there are circumstances. So I'm 100% for pro-choice.
Well, let me stop you right there. When you say somebody is like judging you or not even judging, but they don't like the idea, who has the right to say
tell
that.
Anybody.
Right. Nobody has the right. Nobody's God. Nobody has the right to say, "Oh, that's disgusting what you're doing because you don't have the finances right now to have a child." Now, I too believe in freedom of choice. However, like you, there are circumstances that absolutely do not fly with me, and you mentioned a few. But I want you to know how the spirit world looks at that. They know already that you're going to terminate.
Right.
So do you believe there's a soul in that child? I don't.
No, what I believe is that a soul comes to visit and then goes back to the other side. Go back to the other side. So when you are aborting.
But not at 4 weeks.
No, when you're aborting a fetus, you're stopping the physical body. And granted, it's the size of a peanut. But the soul is who we are.
Yes.
So the soul knows that they're going to stay on the other side.
Right. Right.
You know, so they already know that, hey, I'm cool with this. Yeah. They really do. Not like, oh, yeah, what could have been if you allow it to go full term? Could this be? Yes, it 100% could be.
And also, you have chose that in your contract before you came here. You chose that you were going to have this abortion for whatever reason you are going to terminate for. That was your soul's contract on the other side before you were born.
Right.
So who is to criticize?
Right. Everybody has their circumstances why they choose to have a child or choose not to have a child under the hardest circumstances on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
And just to be just one side and say, no, you're pregnant, you got to carry it through. Well, then you should have had sex.
Right.
But that's bull crap.
Yes.
I 100% don't believe in that.
I don't
that's
either.
Just like saying, you know what? You chose to go in the car, you know, and you got an accident and now you have to, you know, there are circumstances. What happens if you hit ice? What happens if there was a car that you know, came by and had the high beams and blindsided you and you lost control, or a deer came out? You know, there's so many circumstances about everything.
That's right.
And to just to be one-sided and to say, oh, this is not right. And the reason why I say this is because there are these – I don't even have nice words to say about these people who stand out every day in front of this clinic.
I know exactly what you mean.
And they go, oh, abortion, and they start showing you all these pictures and, oh, thou shalt not kill and blah, 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 blah.
Right. I don't go for that either, believe me.
You know, I can't stand it because these people are – I honestly – and I'm not saying they're arrogant. I honestly –
Well, they are.
No. They're naive. There's a difference between being arrogant and naive. Arrogant is when you know you're wrong, but you still are doing what you know is wrong. That's being arrogant. You already know, but you still want what you want. Naive is when you're doing something – and you don't even realize you're doing something wrong, but it's just not right.
Right.
You know, that's naive. And these people are truly naive. And it just irks the hell out of me of just their shallowness. Their shallowness. Because I feel like holding up a larger sign for like the next town to see that says pro-choice.
Right. Right.
And then they want to kill me. And it's like, you don't want these kids to be killed, but you're willing to kill me or hurt me.
Right.
And it's like, hey, guess what? Freedom of speech, just like you.
Exactly. Look, I don't believe in abortion just as a form of birth control. I don't believe in abortion for a lot of reasons, but I also do believe in abortion for other reasons.
Yes.
If it's going to cause you and your family strife and you really can't afford that child and you're bringing a child into the world where you know that you're not going to be able to give it what it needs, not even luxury. I'm talking about food, clothing. If that's what's happening and you have to make that choice, you know, that's something that I could empathize with. Or if, like Artie said, you were raped, or if the baby is ill and you know that baby is going to have a lifetime of suffering.
Right. And,
I mean,
the expenses to keep it.
Not even if would you want to see your child without a mind to think, or in such a terrible way where
just not good health. Bottom line,
terrible,
just not good health.
Terrible. I mean, it's going to take a piece out of you. It's going to take a piece out of them every moment. It's
and
such
please,
a
I know there's a reason why I'm talking now. I'm sure there's somebody
here
there
is.
Where they're dealing with
that.
And I promise you, for all of you who had to make that very difficult choice of abortion, I promise you, Sky, promise you that that soul of that child of yours is in a very good place. Is hanging out in heaven, or is in another body by now, is enjoying life through other means.
Guess what? The soul of that child is in the next child you have. Okay? Because let me tell you something.
But if they don't have another child, what happens if they don't have another
child? Then you already – remember what I said. You already made this
conscious
contract.
Choice.
You made
this
contract in heaven to come back. And in this contract was you were going to have an abortion. So I don't even think there was a soul that was even assigned to that fetus until you, who has a freedom of choice, decided to have it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even that's in the contract.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is the free will part. You know, we choose to have or not to have. And, you know, and that's, you know, it could happen either way, I believe. And
right.
Like I said, whatever you choose, that's your experience. But like I said,
don't feel guilty.
Don't feel guilty. You know, you made the best choice possible under the circumstances.
Right.
And sometimes people don't want to be connected to any negativity or negative people connected to the child. Right. And other people, they want a child so bad at no matter what cost, they're willing to have that because they want a child.
And so, God bless those women who decide not to terminate and to give forth their child to a couple that can't conceive.
Right.
That is such a blessing in itself. I mean, it must be so difficult for the mother, the biological mother, to do that.
Yeah, to be able to give up a child to somebody else.
But
they think about that child every single day.
Of course. It's like a death.
Yeah, it's like a death, even when you give it to somebody who is less fortunate or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's a blessing for some and it's painful for others, but it's,
But it's definitely a blessing on the mother who chose to go through it and to give it away for adoption. That's a tremendous gift.
I got news for you. If guys were the ones
who had a carrot,
the population would be like, oh my God, maybe about one tenth of what the population is.
No,
if it was a
population of New Jersey, 6.
That's right. And that's the heaviest population per square mile of the whole state of the union.
That's population for you.
We could not handle the pain.
Oh, hell no. Are you kidding me? Forget it. Like one wave of pain, you slit your throat. Forget it.
That's like I said. It's and I think I said this to you before. There's only one living creature in the entire world where the male carries the baby, and that's the seahorse.
I give that guy credit.
So I figure God started on a small
level and, level they couldn't
and said that there's no way. If I want to reproduce, I cannot. I see what the seahorse – and I will just keep it at that, and that's it.
Right, ladies? If they had to reproduce
– oh, forget it.
OMG, we'd be down to
the guys would be pushing the girls away, even if they had nice jugs and all. Yes. What are you doing?
Don't you
stay away from – get that thing away from me. Forget about it.
This is so true.
Oh, my God. Would the love be so opposite? Oh, it would be like night and day.
It's true.
Hey, women, for that alone, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of other things.
Well, you're goddamn happy. You're goddamn welcome.
All right, everybody. These two beautiful people here, Sky and Artie, we're going to be right back for our last segment, so stick around, all right? We're going to be right back right after this commercial break. On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of sadness grow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. Make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know who it is you despise. I am the hallelujah man. Break all the rules. I'm the king of fools. I'm the renegade in this great town.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you out there, guys?
Sky, what is your phone number if somebody wants an amazing reading from yourself?
If you want an amazing reading, I have a different number.
That's right. 1-900, right?
908-500-1474. That's my amazing number. And what's your amazing number?
My amazing number is 877.
Wait. Put your tongue back in your mouth and start over.
Thank you. 877-ANGEL-02. That's the amazing number.
Perfect.
All right. And also check out ArtieHoffman.com. Check out my YouTubes, all that other good stuff. Facebook us.
Yes. And also I have a webpage.
Well, say it.
I don't know it.
I have a webpage. I know somebody knows it out there.
Ryan knows it. You know what? That's how bad I am.
Isn't it Sky of Angels?
Yes, it is. www.skyofangels.com.
There you go.
Oh, so funny. Don't know.
I'd love to tell you my website, but I don't know it.
You know what? I am so computer illiterate, that shows you right there. I can speak to dead people, but I can't play with the computer. I'm so embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed, folks. I really am. I should go for a course. We should both go for a course. Look who's talking.
Really?
I mean, between the two of us, like, you know, we're like chimps with the computer.
There you go.
Would you like a banana?
I would like a banana.
What are we going today?
Oh my God!
What
I don't know.
What's happening to us?
I don't know. Today, you know what? Today
what
was a very
serious. Don't you give me the retrograde stuff because I'm just going to throw myself out of the first floor window.
No, there's no retrograde stuff today. No,
thank God.
But today was an extremely, extremely weird day for me today.
Really?
It was. I just felt so off balance all day today. It's just like, you know. It's not that I was angry. It's not that I was upset. I just like felt weird energy, just off balance. Yes. I can't explain it.
I know what you're talking
today
about.
Today really felt different than a lot of other days, and it was a weird place. I was like in a funk, but for no reason really. I don't know what it is. I can't put my fingers on it.
You might be coming down with a cold. When you start coming down with a cold, you start like your head's in a little fog.
No,
you're just not feeling right.
It's not
you
a
think
physical.
It's spiritual?
Spiritual energy or something. It's just weird.
I woke up this morning crying. And really? I don't know why. Like I had like this nervous feeling in my stomach and I was crying. And there was no difference in today than yesterday. But I just said no why. I think I was dreaming of my son.
Oh, could be.
Could be. I woke up with like a nervous stomach. A pain in my stomach, and I was crying. And then, of course, I don't remember my dreams ever, unless spirit brings them to me, and then that's a completely different scenario. My dream is completely in darkness, and whoever's in my dream is, of course, in Technicolor. But the whole place that I'm at is complete darkness, complete, because they know I'm so ADD.
What's weird for me, because I don't remember most of my dreams. It's a rarity. It's like literally maybe once a month I'll remember a dream as soon as I wake up. But a lot of times, like as my day goes on, all of a sudden I'll have a flashback of my dream, I dream. And I find that very weird. I don't know. It just feels weird that all of a sudden it's like, huh. It's like all of a sudden I'll have a flashback of a dream. And, you know, a lot of people, when they dream about if their teeth fall out of their mouth, that means they need to get information out. That means they're holding back their thoughts and feelings that they need to speak to whoever they're not speaking to. Because if you're really upset with somebody, whether it be work or business or personal, if you have a hard time communicating your thoughts or you're a quiet person, your teeth are falling out because it's the frustration of not being able to speak.
I dream constantly, and this is something I do remember, and it's not in darkness. I dream that I'm flying all over the place.
Well, that totally makes sense.
I dream that I fly. I'm not even joking.
I'm totally believing
that. And I feel myself like ejecting like my legs off the ground and up in the air. And I feel myself straightening out in midair. And I'm flying over.
Like a high as a kite.
I mean it. Isn't that craziness?
And that's without any quaaludes. I mean.
Quaaludes.
Not quaaludes. No,
you're
like
really showing your age.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Drop an acid now.
Right? No. This is true. I feel myself actually flying around the room. And you want to hear something funny? One night I was upstairs in my bedroom and I had this urge to fly, and I was flying around my bedroom and I wanted to get out of my ceiling, and I felt myself banging my head against the ceiling in the bedroom and I couldn't get out of the room.
Did you wake up with a headache?
Yes. That's a true story. But then there was times when I flew out. There was one time actually where I flew out and I went to go see where my son was, and I had asked spirit for that.
Yeah.
And they did take me.
Yeah.
I was so blessed to have that.
Now, for all of you who dream of whenever there's blood in your dreams, even if it's a killing of some sort, whenever you see blood within your dreams, that means you're being protected. Oh. Blood is a sign of protection. Mm-hmm. And a perfect example of that, it's like when the Egyptians, when the Pharaoh put the curse on the Jews, and that the angel of death was coming, and he said, you know, the first child of all the Jewish people are going to be slaughtered or killed or whatnot. So the angel of death came, but yet all the Jews knew to put the lamb's blood over the doorpost. So that blood, whenever you dream of blood, that's why they call it Passover, because the angel of death passed over, and it wasn't the Jews that died. It was the first male born of the Egyptians, and it was by the words of the Pharaoh.
Amazing.
So
that makes perfect sense.
So when you dream of blood, even if it's in the most gory fashion, it just means that you're protected. If you dream of spirits, holy spirits, that means, man, you're up for a challenge in your life, believe it or not.
My daughter, Vanessa.
When you dream of holy spirits or
– Oh, really?
That means you're up for a challenge. They're there to give you warning or to protect you.
Yeah, give you strength.
Give you strength. That's it.
My daughter, Vanessa, called me up one morning and she said that – she dreamt that there was a Viking with red eyes, all like with her in a red glow, standing by her bed. And
really?
She was up. Yes. And I said, so I think he's a spirit of yours that was protecting you. I really did.
Wow.
That's how I felt. I felt it was somebody who was very powerful in another life, came back to protect her from something in this life. And they had my son-in-law and my daughter did have their trials and tribulations with health. And God bless them. They came out smelling beautifully.
Do you know what I thought you first said?
What?
They had troubles with elves.
I That's told you that they're not supposed to say anything about their elf collection.
You know what one midget said to the other midget? I'll see you shortly.
He always does this to me.
You know that was a good one. If we got a snort, a joke is judged by how many snorts we get. So far, we're up to three. Four. Oh, and the points just keep getting higher. Somebody grab a pillow, please. All right, there'll be no dying on the show. Yeah.
He's beating me on the back. Oh my God, that was so funny.
One of the funniest scenes of Elf is when his son was talking to the guy, his father's boss, who was a short person, who was a midget. And he goes, "Oh, the elf is here." And the guy got offended. Oh, my God. I cried with laughter during that scene. All right, everybody. We have to wrap it up on that funny note.
Oh, that was funny. God bless all of you. And I hope that you have a wonderful week. And everything that you want in life, you get. And remember that we will be here next week.
From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with health, happiness, and prosperity for you and your family. And until next week, everybody, take care and stay happy.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.